Roofworks.
What type of shingles should you have on your roof? Well, we'll try to answer that. It's a masterclass of picking out shingles. Welcome to the Works Podcast, brought to you by Roofworks, celebrating 18 years of superior service to the area, online at roofwerks.com. Once again, we're joined by Holly Bowers, Executive VP at Roofworks, and she's brought members of her crew in. Head of Operations, Carrie Jurrell, Senior Project Manager, Alvaro Padron, and Repair Manager, Wes Wessinger. Welcome all. Holly, everything we'll talk about today, you can see, touch, feel at your showroom at 5413 Hillsborough Street, right near the State Fairgrounds. You're going to see all kinds of shingles when you visit. Different weights, different colors. Where do you start?
Different designs. Well, really, it starts with your budget, first and foremost, because being realistic, you got to come up with what you can and can't afford. There's tons of different options out there, but that's ultimately what it comes down to. What we're going to do is price you a system that's going to be a great system based on what your, you know, how much money that you want to spend. With all the different options, it's, you know, color, styles, its thickness, it's how many years you're going to get out of your roof. There's a lot of options. And that was the whole point of us having the showroom, is to bring you in to show you that, hey, it's not just this standard black shingle. Let's do your homework, investigate, get in with the right company, let them educate you before you make this big, massive decision, because roof replacements are very, very expensive.
When it comes to shingles, we hear the term architectural. Carrie, what does that mean? And is there a big difference in price between it and the three-tab?
Nowadays, I'd say back 20 years ago, the price difference between architectural shingle and a three-tab shingle, it was a wide gap. Mm-hmm. And the better technology, the manufacturer's been able to produce it faster, saves money, so the cost kind of leveled out. Three tabs got more expensive, so they're a lot closer now than what they used to be. But the big difference in between an architectural shingle and, say, a three tab shingle is how thick the shingle is, the life of the shingle. You're going to get a good 10-15 more years out of an architectural, mm-hmm, than you are a three tab. The look wise, if you've ever been, you know, looking at your roof and trying to figure out, do I have an architectural or do I have a three tab? The best way to be able to tell is when you look at the roof, do you see every 6 inches on the roof, do you see little lines in your roof? That's what we call a three tab, if you've got that. If it looks like one solid shingle with some raised dimension, that's where the architectural or the dimensional shingle wording comes from, is because they'll add that dimension part to that shingle to give it the look to stand out, look better in appearance, and mm-hmm, plus it thickens up the shingle. The thicker the shingle, the longer it's going to last on the roof, because the weather is what beats the shingles down and deteriorates the shingles. The more rain, the more wind, hail, any kind of weather event, debris flying on the roof, it all affects the shingle. It all takes that thickness, it wears it down and down over time. Like anything that stays outside forever, mm-hmm, it's gonna end up being nothing at the end of its life. So that's basically your difference in your architectural and your three-tab shingle.
I myself have architectural, and like you said, really just a little more in price, but you get so much more, and the definition you see is well worth it.
Yeah, there's technology has come a long ways in the roofing industry, and that's where three tab was the norm. That's what you saw everywhere. But as the industry has really evolved, that's where they came out with the architectural line, not so much for design, but for the function of it, because the three tab shingle is very vulnerable. It's thin. It's exposed to everything, and it just didn't hold up. And with the architectural line, they've taken it from architectural, and even with the architectural, there's a couple different upgrades that you can go from your basic line to, say, Landmark has Landmark, Landmark Pro, and then Landmark Premium, which Premium is like a true 300-pound shingle. So it looks the same, but you're going to get a lot more lifespan out of a premium shingle than you would just your basic Landmark architectural.
Now, hold on. 300 pounds? Is there a shingle actually weighs that much?
No, it's the weight of what we call in the roofing world, we talk about shingles in squares.
Okay.
A square covers a 10 foot by 10 foot area, and most shingles is three bundles to a square. So basically, a 300-pound shingle would be, if it's three bundles to a square, it'd be 100 pounds a bundle. That's what it's talking weight-wise, is in squares, not per shingle. Typically, on a landmark shingle, and landmark shingle, there ain't as many shingles in the pack. A three-tab will have 24 to 25 shingles in the pack. They're not all the same. They do vary, especially between manufacturer. And that weight does. One of the biggest things, too, the difference in between the architectural and the three-tab is the tar line on the backside and the bottom of the shingle. It's what sticks the shingles together on your roof. What she was talking, that a three-tab is a vulnerable shingle. The tar line ain't as thick, and it ain't as, I guess you would say, sticky, I guess is the best word for it. So in windstorms, any kind of thunderstorms, especially our area in the summer, spring, summer, we get, you know, high winds in our thunderstorms. And that uplift on them shingles, you're really dependent on that tar line sticking it down. An architectural shingle where it don't have the gaps, it's got one solid thick tar line down the bottom. So when it sticks, it's stuck on there. A three tab, every one of them tabs, the reason it's called a three tab shingle is because there is three tabs to the shingle, three individual sections to that shingle. So each tab has a little tar line on it, but it stops. So one tab flips up, can break off, and then, you know, you've got your exposed fasteners to your shingle below.
Yeah. And you
guys cause leaks.
Yeah. But you guys do all kinds of shingles. What do you say to a customer who says, "I just want the best shingle"? How do you respond? Wes, how would you answer that?
I like what Holly said, the best for your budget. My opinion, slate's probably the best roofing material there is, but it's extremely expensive. So as far as shingles, that also depends. You know, if you're someone that's flipping houses and you might just want to go with a three-tab, it'll save you some money, and then you'll sell it. But overall, your Landmark Pro, Landmark Premium, those are probably the best, in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's also designer ones, Grand Manor. That's their top-of-the-line shingle. It looks like slate. It's very heavy, has high impact ratings, but you're getting into more your flavor of design, what you like to look at. So it's just, there's so many options.
Right. So when you go into these different gradations, does one shingle last longer than any other?
The thicker they are, theoretically, the longer they should last. CertainTeed does have a tri-laminate shingle called Presidential TL. Yeah, five bundles per square, very heavy, very thick. And, you know, with their warranties, you're looking at 50 years. So.
Yeah, and that's the option. Like, Presidential was made to look like shake, like wood shake.
Like cedar shake.
And then Grand Manor is made to look like slate. And really, ultimately, that's why shingles were invented, because they wanted the look of wood or slate for less money. And that was the whole point of them coming up with these asphalt shingles.
Yeah.
And I don't know if many people know that, but that's really why shingles got invented, because people wanted that look, but they wanted it for less.
When you go to your showroom, you have all these things. And like I said, you have shingles that actually look like slate.
Yes.
Made of what type of material?
Yeah, asphalt. They have products in asphalt. They've got synthetic products. There's, you know, all different options out there. They've got, you know, metal panels that are made to look like slate and tile. People probably didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked about this before, about, you know, the curb appeal that a great roof can provide.
Oh, yeah. It not only provides, you know, it helps the value of your home, it protects your home. Without the right roof system, everything in your home is going to get damaged. So that's where you really need to focus your attention, because that covers your whole entire house.
And Carrie, you've probably seen great advancements in technology over the past 20 years, let's say in shingle products, to what was put on as builder grade originally. I would think the replacement shingles would be far superior.
Far, far superior. Like I was talking earlier, the technology and the tar line, that alone, been able to stick them shingles together and not have that uplift and then blow off during our storms. The way that they attach the shingle granulars to the shingle, the asphalt that the shingles are made out of, is much better now than what it used to be. The roofs used to be in our area, realistically, you would get max 15 years out of a builder grade 3-tab for our climate. We got hot, humid summers. Our winters, they vary. They're up and down. It'll be 70 degrees one day. It'll be 20 the next. So that temperature change and the expansion and contraction of them shingles do move on your roof. You don't realize it, but they do. Asphalt, it's hard to the touch, but if it gets really hot, it will start basically liquefying. It'll get soft. Mm. For a roofer, it's always a better time. I know the heat, it's tougher for the heat on your body, but as far as working with the shingle, the summer's always the best to work with a shingle. It gets a little bit softer. But going back to talking about the technology, and that's where it's come a long ways. Used to, them shingles, when they expand and contract in the heat and in the cold, they would start cracking. They'd start breaking. You would have hairline cracks in your roof that is not visible to your eye. Even as a roofer getting up there, you may walk right over one because they're so little. But that's what's protecting your house, your livelihood from the weather. So that little hairline crack could end up costing you a lot of money and missing out on a lot of things in your house.
Mm-hmm. You also provide metal roofs. This seems to be a growing category.
Yes, and talking about the metal roofs, we as RoofWorks, for years now, we've had our own panel machine. We can literally go out to the job with a coil of metal, measure your roof, make panels on site to fit your roof. We measure everything. We cut it to length. There's really not a lot of waste involved in that. But the way we attach them panels with the clips, a metal panel is typically we talk in standing seam. And there's clips that goes on the female seam. And so what it does not actually grip a hold of the panel tight. What it does is it lets that panel slide against it as the expansion contraction of the metal. A metal roof moves a ton. Like I was talking about with the shingles, it's the same principle as the shingles. When it heats up, it relaxes, so it expands out. When it gets a little colder, it tenses up, it tightens up. So there is a lot of movement on that. And doing your yearly inspections on a metal roof is big because, you know, you've got caulking and stuff that could break down. That expansion contraction can pull caulking loose. Same with your shingles. It's in the same ballpark as each other as far as checking your caulking and all that stuff. But yes, as far as the technology and the metal, people, when I started in roofing 22 years ago, everybody always looked for the metal roof that when it rained, you heard that ping off the metal roof. Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays the metal is manufactured completely different than what it used to be. We basically cannot provide that type of metal no more. They don't make that type of metal no more because we still, to this day, Wes, Alvaro gets it a ton. I'd like a price on a roof when it rains, a metal roof when it rains. I can hear the ping on the rain. And, you know, they say when I was a kid, it used to help me sleep and this and that. Well, the technologies came to where the metal's lasting a lot longer. It's a lot more durable, but you don't get that ping. You get more of a thud almost, instead of that ting that everybody's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Alvaro, what are you hearing from customers that go the metal roof route as the reason?
Most of the time, people will say, well, they just like the look of it. A lot of times they'll just say, well, I like the way metal, you know, the way the sun hits it. Mm-hmm. I like the way the color, you know, the different shading it has. And it will typically last a little longer than a lot of the shingles, a lot of the, you know, 25, 30-year shingles. So, but I would say most of the time, like I said, they just like the look of it. It just looks different.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many choices. you really just have to go to their showroom, and really that really makes you different.
Well, and the whole thing for us is we just want to put you in a great roof system that you can actually afford. We're not steering you one way or the other. We mm-hmm. want you to come in and see what the options are, just like going to a kitchen gallery, and make sure that you understand and that you don't regret making a decision because nobody told you that you have options.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to visit your showroom, do you suggest making an appointment?
Oh, yeah, you can make an appointment. I mean, we have tons of customers that just drop by. And you can always drop by. We'll have somebody there that can help answer some questions and let you take a look at everything.
Okay. Any final thoughts, Carrie, about picking out a shingle?
Yes, my best advice to the everyday homeowner is to drop by our office. the experience that RoofWorks has inside the office, you know, I've got over 20 years. Wes is right there with me as far as how long we've been in the business. Alvaro's right there at it too. But our office is full of people that have 10 plus years experience in the business. Anybody there, you could walk in and if, say, I'm not at the office. Anybody can, you can talk to anybody there and they can steer you in the right direction that's going to stay in your budget, that's going to be the best fit for your house. A lot of times people think that, you know, they like the cedar look, the wood look. Our climate, it's a little tricky for cedar. You have to be in the right, are you in more sunlight? Is your house in more sunlight or more shade? And that goes a long way with the cedar because cedar will dry out, it'll curl, it'll break over time in our high humidity, hot summers. So I would say for my advice would be just stop in, talk to us. Let's make an appointment to visit your house on whatever day works best for you, and that way we can get you the best fit.
Make a point of visiting RoofWorks Showroom just a quarter mile west of the fairgrounds at 5413 Hillsborough Street. You can call 919-852-2660 or on the web at roofwerks.com. For Holly, Carrie, Alvaro, and Wes, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've just heard The Works. Have a great day. RoofWorks.